Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 8, Forest Fire. It all began at midday. The sky was clear, the air was still warm, even though it was already autumn, and there was a strong wind with hurricane-force gusts, a dangerous combination. According to Tito Alvarez, an old owl that lived in the tower of an ancient church, the fire started when a careless visitor didn't put it out entirely, and the wind blew an ember into the forest. Others say the fire was caused by farmers burning a clearing in the forest so they could plant crops, never thinking the fire might get out of control. There are even those who say the fire started when the strong midday sun shone through a piece of glass, turning it into a magnifying glass that ignited some dead leaves. Probably the cause of the disaster was a combination of various events. Chipolo and the flock were foraging as best they could, battling against the wind. Mammals, who have an exquisite sense of smell, noticed the fire and took off. However, most birds don't have a good sense of smell, and since Chipolo and his friends were deep in the forest, they didn't see the smoke until the fire was close to them. The first one to notice the fire was Mohawk, who always sat on the highest branches to scout the surroundings. The flames were advancing quickly, jumping from treetop to treetop. Smoke darkened the sky completely, forming a suffocating orange and gray cloud. It was a true inferno. No one could hear over the noise of the roaring fire and the crackling of the burning trees. Soon, the flock scattered. They could not find their way in the smoke. Chipolo was choking. He could hardly breathe. Huge flames, driven by strong winds, snaked furiously upward. This made it impossible to escape the burning forest by flying over the treetops, since the heat was even more intense up there. In an act of pure desperation, Chipolo somersaulted headfirst into a stream like an Olympic diver who lands in the water without a splash. He immediately lost consciousness. Luckily, his little body was swept onto a tangle of moss, and that saved his life. When he awoke, he found himself in a great cemetery of charred trees. Some trees remained standing solemnly, as if watching over the grotesque sight. Suddenly, a tree would fall, shattering on the smoking ground. Chipolo was weak and in pain. He needed food. He flew to the top of what had been a majestic pine tree to view the area. From that vantage point, what he saw was not encouraging as far as he could see. Mountain after mountain devastated by the fire. However, off to the north, he could see some green peeking through the desolate landscape. But north was opposite the direction he needed to go. Chipolo faced a difficult decision. Should he go north toward those green trees? Or should he continue south, not knowing if there were 10 or 100 miles of burned forest? The decision was made. He would take the risk. Off he flew to the south, across the burnt landscape. Time passed, and the landscape did not change. Chipolo was tired, and his wings were aching. Even so, he kept going. Just as green trees appeared on the horizon, his strength gave out completely. He had to make a forced landing. When he landed on the ground, his intent was to find some insects to eat, but there was nothing. Soon, everything began to spin. His sight dimmed, and his little legs collapsed. Chipolo was lost. He thought that he would die alone in a sea of ashes under a darkening, smoke-filled sky. Join us tomorrow for Chapter 9. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.